DW Africa Link.
Health workers across the world have always been in short supply. Rich European countries like Germany, France, and the United Kingdom have been recruiting doctors and nurses from Africa for years, often from their former colonies. Now, during the coronavirus pandemic, those same health professionals find themselves not just clocking extra hours, but also in added danger. This is a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus, and I'm Kai Nebe. Up until the year 2000, Zimbabwe had one of Africa's most robust healthcare systems. But when political and economic turmoil under the Mugabe regime threw the country into disarray, many Zimbabwean health professionals emigrated to countries where they could earn a meaningful income for their skills and qualifications. Agencies from wealthy countries, especially the United Kingdom, were quick to snap up the highly trained English-speaking doctors and nurses. These healthcare workers earned in hard currency and sent significant remittances home as the healthcare and economic situation in Zimbabwe deteriorated. And then, in 2020, the coronavirus pandemic. The UK is hard hit, and many Zimbabweans working in the country find themselves on the front line. Ambulance technician Adrian Gonda and his colleagues are battling.
We are 24-hour service, so you can imagine when most services close after 5 o'clock, we're still carrying on all through the night.
Not just in ambulances, but also for nurses like Noni Nyati.
My ward is like the admissions, so you are the first people to see the patients after the accident in the emergency department. So I feel like I'm really at the front.
Noni Nyati has been in the UK for the last 20 years and comes from a family of nurses. But like many health professionals, she wasn't prepared for COVID-19.
Before the lockdown, we actually decided, it was a family decision, let's all meet up and see each other because we don't know when we're going to see each other again. So that was really scary. It's like fighting an invisible enemy, basically.
Even doctors aren't immune to fear. Dr. Brighton Chireka has worked for years as a general practitioner in London. He has spoken out about foreign healthcare professionals overworking, not being properly protected, and ultimately being overexposed to COVID-19.
Sometimes you fear for yourself because you don't want to also get infected. But if you get infected, you can infect your patients, you can infect your relatives, and also yourself. You can also have a severe form of the infection.
And he is fully aware of what this means for his family back home.
So many people that depend on me in Zimbabwe, and at the moment in Zimbabwe, they are on lockdown. They are not able to do anything. So that puts a huge responsibility on ourselves to carry and manage.
The coronavirus has already killed a number of Zimbabwean and African healthcare workers in the United Kingdom. Across the UK, minorities account for just 14% of the population, but represent a third of the patients in intensive care with coronavirus, according to the country's Intensive Care National Audit and Research Centre. Thousands of kilometres away in Zimbabwe, Harare resident Tinashe Kavambure has three close family members who work on the front lines in the United Kingdom and New Zealand.
For us here back home, we always wonder whether those relatives of ours are safe. Losing them due to this pandemic is not just an emotional loss in terms of losing a loved one, but it's also losing livelihood in some ways, because then there is no one left to care for, like, the elderly that they would have left back home in Africa.
This is not simply a case of health professionals going overseas to make a quick buck. Nowadays, Zimbabwean healthcare is partly funded by private companies because the government simply cannot pay salaries. So the pressure to leave Zimbabwe is understandable. For legal expert Dr. Alex Magaisa, the story of Zimbabwean health professionals working in the United Kingdom is a microcosm of the enormous brain drain on the African continent.
One of the great tragedies for Zimbabwe and for Africa as a whole is that it spends a lot of money training nurses and doctors. And unfortunately, these nurses and doctors, when they qualify, they end up in other countries. And most of them tend to be developed countries like the United Kingdom. So you could almost say that the Zimbabwean taxpayer is funding the training and training of doctors and nurses and funding the healthcare sector of the developed countries.
Foreign healthcare workers often voluntarily sign contracts with the National Health Service designed to maximize the amount of money they can send home.
But the biggest problem is that they are left exposed in a time of crisis such as now, because they are not permanent employees and therefore they don't have the benefits that other permanent employees are getting. They also don't qualify for some of the schemes that the British government is offering. And so this leaves them vulnerable, and they have to go to work whether they like it or not.
Economics, lack of professional opportunities, and a deadly pandemic have turned the spotlight on Africa's healthcare systems, but also the plight of its healthcare workers in the COVID-19 epicenters of Europe. And while in the past, health professionals could deal with the long distance from home and being away from their loved ones, the coronavirus pandemic now puts them squarely in dangerous territory. This was a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. This episode was brought to you by Privilege Musvanhiri and myself, Kainebe. Please stay safe and join us again soon.